This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor of northern Ukraine's Kharkiv province says that Russian shelling has destroyed 5 homes, killed 1 person, in a town about 30 kilometers from the Russian border. As VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, it's just one of the areas under siege in Ukraine.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said Moscow's forces had destroyed several Ukrainian infantry vehicles and killed soldiers in the Donetsk region.
During the ongoing active operations of the units of the southern group of troops, airstrikes and artillery fire, up to 490 Ukrainian servicemen were killed and wounded per day.
The Russian Defense Ministry also released what it said were images of Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu inspecting a command post in the Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says that there would be consequences if China sends weapons to Russia for Moscow's war in Ukraine, but he says he's fairly optimistic that Beijing will refrain from doing so. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Jordan to begin a 3-country Mideast visit is aiming to reassure key allies of American commitment in the region, despite Washington's recent focus on Russia and China.
The Pentagon chief, who arrived in Amman on Sunday, is expected to press Israeli leaders to reduce tensions in the West Bank and work to strengthen ties and talks with Egyptian leaders while touching on human rights concerns. The United States has about 30,000 troops in the region and is seen as pivotal in helping counter Iranian influence. Retired U.S. Marine Corps General Frank McKenzie, who headed American forces in the Middle East until last year, said the region is significant to the United States in...
That's VOA's Joe Ramsey. This is VOA News. South Korea says it'll raise local civilian funds to compensate Koreans who won damages in lawsuits against Japanese companies that enslaved them during World War II. Seoul's announcement reflects conservative President Yoon Suk-yeol's determination to mend frayed ties with Japan and solidify trilateral Seoul-Tokyo-Washington security cooperation to better cope with North Korea's nuclear threats. But the announcement is expected to draw strong backlash from former forced laborers and their supporters. A station master accused of causing Greece's deadliest train disaster has been charged with negligent homicide and jail pending trial. An examining magistrate and a prosecutor agreed Sunday that multiple counts of homicide, as well as charges of causing bodily harm and endangering transportation safety, should be brought against the railway employee. And Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis apologized for long-running flaws in the state's railway system and violent protests Sunday as thousands of people took to the streets to demand answers from the government, Anthony Karasava reports.
As protests spread across the country, Mitsotakis tweeted a personal apology. Dimitris Kouchoubas is the leader of Greece's Communist Party. We are untouched by these apologies, he said. We will remain here by the side of the workers and the students, demanding full accountability. Following Sunday's violent protests, some 400 demonstrators holding black flags and black balloons returned to the courtyard of the Greek parliament, staging a silent sit-in. They vowed to stay for as long as it takes to seek justice for the 57 victims. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
In a ceremony that honors the past and warns of the future, President Biden called for a new commitment to voting rights at a commemoration of Bloody Sunday.
There were religious overtones to the solemn ceremony at the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where on March 7, 1965, scores of peaceful civil rights marchers were brutally attacked by police.
Beaten, tear-gassed. On this bridge, blood was given to help redeem the soul of America.
President Biden notes the country's outrage helped secure passage of a voting rights bill, which now he says remains under attack, and new laws since the 2020 election.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. There's more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.